advancing pleasure. This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a warm, cozy edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It feels more like hockey weather today, and we'll be heading out to the arena, and we're going to get the very latest on the sale of the Storm and the Event Center, which will probably become official at some point today with the USHL approval. We'll be doing that a little bit later on in the show. Also, we're going to have some Nebraska football talk on the field with defensive tackle Jared Crick, who is, of course, a Cozad graduate and looks like he could be starting this fall for the Big Red. Ndamukong Suh and the coaches have all said some great things about him, and we will catch up with Jared Crick later on in the program. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star is going to join us in just a moment, because there's always something new in the world of sports. Yesterday, it was Bo Pelini getting a new contract.
Well, you knew it was coming. I don't know where you thought it would be on the chain of on the chain of the Big 12. I still think it's too low.
Well, you're an idiot.
That we're taking a back seat to other programs in the Big 12 as far as we are.
Well, here's what I'm amazed by. Do you know who's 12th?
Iowa State.
No.
Colorado?
Dan Hawkins at that money-rich school is the 12th. Colorado just evidently, for all that they should have in athletics, I guess they just don't. That shocked me that Dan Hawkins was 12th on the list. How much do you want to pay Bo Pelini? He's coached 1 year. He was 9-4. You know, if we were paid on what, if people liked you or not, there would be a lot of people that probably wouldn't be making very big checks. I'll tell you that.
You're disappointed in the money or not, or what do you?
No, that is more than fair.
Oh, okay.
A $750,000 per year increase on a $1.1 million contract. I wish I could get that kind of a gig and kind of a raise. Bo Pelini, the head football coach, and, of course, the assistants getting the raises as well. Let's bring in Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star, who has just a couple of minutes at the top of the show to tell us what his thoughts were. I heard some of his thoughts yesterday and read about some of his thoughts. Sip, let the folks in our area know your thoughts on the new contract.
Well, Doug, we have fundamental disagreements, which is fine. I think he's still paid too low. Now, I was surprised that they bumped him that high, but I don't ever think the Nebraska football coach should be the seventh ranked coach in the Big 12 in terms of pay. There's too much pressure here. This is a unique situation. Mike Gundy's paid $2.2 million. He doesn't face near the pressure that Bo Pelini does. Mangino, $2.3 million, not near the pressure. Pinkel, $2.5 million, not near the pressure. Leach, $2.54 million. In Lubbock, come on, give me a break. I mean, in Nebraska, you got to win. And right now we're removed from the season, and I don't think people understand or they forget that every week is a must win. I think you could go to 2.5 and be just fine.
Sip, I hear there's people out there in total disagreement with what you're saying, and I'm not one of them. I totally agree. As far as I'm concerned, and they're doing the Calipari deal at Kentucky, it's the same with basketball in Kentucky as football is here, and I think he deserves to be up in the top two or three in this conference. And,
well,
and for people out there crying, the 85% of the income comes from Nebraska football.
Right. Now, here's the thing. You pay two things. You pay what the market bears. Obviously, this is what the market bears. But also, the people have to understand the revenue he brings in. what he makes is a fraction of that.
Exactly.
And if I was bringing in, you know, $40 million to the Journal Star, I'd be expected to be paid commensurate with that. So you pay him commensurate with what he brings in, and you pay him commensurate with the pressure, and you pay him commensurate with what the market bears. To me, it's not even really a discussion. Only that, I think you could go a little higher.
Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sip was, I think, maybe you were the first one to really start talking about the contract negotiation way back and kind of bringing it to light that where Bo was at 1.1, and I agree there. And I guess it just, the numbers, it could be anything. I mean, if Bob Stoops is getting paid $10 million and Mac Brown is getting paid $9 million, does that mean Bo Pelini should get $8?
Yeah, it does, because that's what the market, that's, I mean, if those guys are making that kind of money, there's a reason for it. Then they're bringing in even more money. But again, it's the market, and it's what they bring into the university. It all figures in, and I don't know. There's a lot, you could do a whole show on it.
It is an interesting discussion.
But the bottom line to me is, and this is the thing that I look at, just from a, you know, an outsider's view. I'm not saying this from an athletic director's point of view. I'm saying it from an outsider's point of view. Nebraska's situation is so unique, and you guys understand how much pressure there is to win over here. I mean, you can verbalize it in a number of ways, and one way you could verbalize it is, if that thing goes bad, if Nebraska football goes bad, we're South Dakota. You know, or Lincoln becomes a truck stop. I mean, it's propping up a lot of things, that football program, including, you know, 23 or 24, how many hell they have sports over there. And if they go bad, there's about three or four that are going to go away pretty fast.
Okay, that's the best point. That's a great point. And again, I don't want it to make it sound like I disagree with this in any way. That's an excellent point. Plus, it's better than buying out athletic directors and coaches every 3 years. So you're right on.
Sip, I want to know from your standpoint, in looking at this deal and in knowing both of these gentlemen, is it still amazing to you that they get it done with no agent involved?
Yeah, it kind of is. I don't know. Knowing them both, I guess it's not too surprising. Although in this day and age, I don't know. I still don't. I'd have to ask each of them directly if there are no lawyers at all involved. I don't know if they could.
I don't know if they're smart enough
to get it done.
Somebody's got to file that paperwork somewhere.
Right. So I don't know. I don't know about all that. But I don't know the dynamics of it from that point.
Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star, Bo Pelini, now in the middle of the pack, getting a significant pay raise, and still it only puts him in the middle of the pack. And I guess I have to chuckle because he's approximately or exactly the same as Bill Snyder's going to make this year. So I guess it all depends on what they want for you. Also, quick before we let you out of here, Sip, good article today talking about Nebraska basketball. You had a pretty good article on Doc Sadler and recruiting and all that. It looks like a couple of kids may be coming in. You like covering the basketball team, too. Your thoughts on where the basketball program sits. Now that Bo's got a new contract, Doc's going to probably be up next.
Even though he got just
$100,000 last time.
No, it looks like they got a pretty good power forward from the junior college ranks in Florida. I like what I see in terms of size, 6'8", 240, and I like what I see in terms of schools that he looks like he's going to turn down, Seton Hall, Rutgers, Oklahoma, those types of schools. So that, I think that bodes well. And then he's a teammate of a point guard down there, a pretty big point guard, 6'3", 230-pound point guard that it looks like they're going to get. Lance Jeter is his name. And the one thing I would look for is I don't know what they're going to do. Let's put it this way. I'm not going to say too much. There's going to be some roster moves coming up here.
Sip, he's 230, but he intends on losing 15 or 20. How long have I said that?
Yeah, that's me and you in the same boat there, Daddy. I like those burritos too much.
That's just good stuff. Well, Sip, I know you've got stuff to get to. We appreciate you giving us a couple minutes on top of the show today.
Well, I appreciate you having me. Have a good show.
Take care, Sip. Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star. I know he's got busy, and he said he could give us a couple minutes at the top of the show, so we appreciate that. I guess the point he makes is right on the money with the city of Lincoln. So many things in that downtown area revolve on 7 or 8 Saturdays
and
Fridays and weekends a year. It is kind of amazing. Hours.
Like, you know, when you start putting it in the context of it would be one big truck stop, it props up a lot. You got to think, Tom Osborne said it last night, TV cameras in his face. That's one of the reasons we made a change. The direction we were headed, when I started looking up there and there weren't people in those seats in the third and fourth quarter, that starts to become a little unnerving, and that means the money's going away. We got to keep people in those seats. Bo Pelini was able to do that. That's why we think he's entitled this money. Now, Bo Pelini out there, basically his message earlier was, take care of my assistants. Now, you look at it as he gets $780,000, and all of his assistants together get $200,000?
That same amount of a raise. Almost that same amount of a raise total. It's a strange deal.
I mean, I got to think that Bo Pelini on one front had to be a little bit uncomfortable, because to get a coach, Mike Eckler, one of the big recruiters back from South Florida, you know, let's be honest, the pay increase he was ready to receive, maybe that was one of the things that they talked about down there. Maybe that was, you know, that was one of the things maybe that kept him in Lincoln and made him shun that job offer was, hey, we're going to get this deal done. We're going to get a pay raise. Maybe Mike Eckler thought the pay raise would be quite significant, more than $20,000 or whatever his percent of the deal is. You know, when you're looking at $120,000 in Tampa, yeah, the cost of living's higher, but wow. 120 to 20. I mean, maybe I don't know. I'm just looking at it from an outsider's perspective, looking at the scheme of things.
You're an outsider.
Well, I'm not involved in their negotiations, but hey, Mike,
Tom, yesterday,
Mike, let's relax. Maybe we'll get a little pay raise. Maybe we'll get a little bump coming down the road. Maybe you weren't thinking that little bump was going to be $20,000. Maybe you're thinking it's more in the 50 or 60 range.
Also, if Coach Pelini truly doesn't have an agent, which I find hard to believe, at least on some level, that puts that 1.85, if that's more hard cash in his pocket. He's not paying a percentage out like, you know, Bob Stoops and Mack Brown are doing. So look at that per year percentage going out like so many other things do. So, again, the 1.85 is my only thing that I was talking about, and Sip really threw a good one there with, you know, what he is producing outside of the program. But still, again, 1.85 in Lincoln versus 2.75 in Austin, Texas. Now tell me how close those really are when you're talking about cost of living and all the things that go along with living in Lincoln, Nebraska versus living in Austin, Texas versus Pete Carroll living in Los Angeles and go on down the line.
Now remember, these are all base salaries too. There's some other things that go on these.
Does he get shoes? Think you get some shoes?
I think sweatshirts are comped.
Maybe a vehicle?
Going to comp a vehicle, going to call for God. I mean, and the same goes with Mack Brown, and the same goes in Oklahoma. I mean, when Bo Pelini comes to speak at the Optimist, it's not a donation to the Optimist. They write a check. I'm not picking on the Optimist. I mean, I'm just saying wherever he wants to go. There's a check being made out to Bo Pelini's wife, his children. They're taken care of.
1-888-455-ESPN. It's Tuesday. That means Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming your way. Also on the program today, a chance for you to win a $25 gift card, and you can do that by being the first correct caller later on in the program to answer our trivia question. If you've not won the last 2 months, you'll be eligible. $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Coming up on the program, we're going to head out to the First Tier Events Center. Wonder how much longer it's going to be called that. And we're also going to be talking about the sale of the Storm and the Events Center to Kirk Brooks. We are efforting Mr. Brooks on the program at the end of the week. It's also the final week of the season for the Storm. We'll be talking with Coach Tom Redrud later on this week. And also Jared Crick is going to join us, Cozad graduate, moving into that lineup for the Huskers. That's all coming up and more right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Hey, guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
Central Community College.
Check out classes at the Central Community College campuses in Columbus, Grand Island, and Hastings. Also online or in a community near you. Ask about financial aid, scholarships, and other services. Summer classes start May 18th. Contact CCC now to learn more.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to cccneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices. Central Community College.
That's the kind of reaction you wish your lawn would get. And it can with Highland Park Lawn Company. Since 1977, we've been your turf and grass professionals. Highland Park Lawn Company can fertilize and provide weed and grub control, so it's always lush and green. With Highland Park Lawn Company, it's always easy to go green. With three locations in Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. Look us up in the White Pages. The grass is always greener with Highland Park Lawn Company.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
No matter which direction you point your RV, Rich & Sons can make sure your TV signals are clear and strong with some digital updates. Converter boxes will get your receiver tuned in with the new digital signals. And the WineGuard Wingman is a device that boosts reception on UHF channels 14 through 51. You won't get better reception without a really long cable. Rich & Sons have all sorts of service packages to get you ready to roll. Visit their website, richsonsrv.com, for a list. And when you schedule them, tell them you're an ESPN radio listener for another $10 off. Rich & Sons Camper Sales, South 281 Grand Island.
Need tickets? Need to sell tickets? Or cars? Or stuff out of the basement or garage? Become a super fan and you can post them on free classifieds. Click on to find the deals too. ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Become a super fan today.
Here's a look at our forecast. Anticipate partial clearing at times with isolated snow showers and snow flurries. Otherwise, the bulk of that precipitation heads off towards our north and east. We'll have blustery northwest winds 15 to 30 miles an hour and a high near 38 degrees for tonight. Partly to mostly cloudy skies, low near 22 degrees. Currently 30 degrees.
The wind's howling and Daddy's in a tanning booth. What a loser. What an absolute loser. Hey, coming up, Jeff Cook is going to join us from the first-tier event center in just a moment. Also, Jared Crick is going to join us. We go to the Dent Popper inbox. Scott in Kearney says, pay Doc his money. Nebraska will be out a bigger loss if we lose Doc. I don't think he means bigger as in if Bo and Doc were there together.
Yeah,
exactly. So I agree. Take care of Doc. Take care of Doc. Hopefully we can get into the big dance next year and get that. You know, I was thinking Oklahoma men, Oklahoma women, Oklahoma football, Oklahoma baseball. Why? What? How? You know, that wasn't all there just a handful of years ago. Can Nebraska get to that point? We have volleyball. They don't have that as number one on their list. But anyway, that's what's going on there. Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's head out to the First Tier Event Center or wherever Jeff Cook may be today, because I know he's in between lots of things as the potential sale of the event center and the Storm. Well, Jeff, let's ask you, is it official yet?
It's not quite official yet. They're still, the attorneys are still working through paperwork, and as soon as they get that finished, then they'll let me know. So this, it's not official yet, but I know they're both parties are working hard at it.
Jeff, you and the employees out there, have you had an opportunity to meet Mr. Brooks? Has he been, he's been in contact with you guys?
Yes. He did come down or up in the two different groups came up and met with myself and some of the staff members and watched a couple of games and took a look at the facility, gave him a tour of the facility and the locker room and everything else. And it seemed like very, very nice people.
Jeff Cook is joining us. I talked with Jeff yesterday about this. I talked with Kyle Means yesterday, Vice President of the Storm. And sometimes people don't put a difference between the two, is that they all think the Storm and the building is the exact same thing. Well, you guys have you want to work together, but yet it's two separate entities, but this is going to keep everything still tied together, right?
Yes, it will. We'll still treat it as two separate entities. But we'll still work together at the same time. So what it does is it keeps the building open and it keeps the Storm here.
Jeff, I guess as far as day-to-day activities and with the things you have going, how difficult has it been for you guys to concentrate on those?
We've got some good events coming up. And I think I'll continue to bring good events into the community. So hopefully I have a couple surprises within the next couple months of some stuff that'll come up in the fall. And then, of course, we'll start putting dates together and try and get the best dates we possibly can for the hockey team for next year. And we'll start working on that immediately.
We're talking with Jeff Cook out at the First Tier Event Center as probably by the end of the day it becomes official. This is a story that's been ongoing. And I guess, Jeff, your thoughts on whether it's Mr. Brooks or an individual, the city thought, well, we're going to have to step up and buy this and run this and take care of this. What's going to be the major difference between saying the city, had they owned it, and then an individual like Mr. Brooks running the show?
I'm not sure. I mean, there's obviously little things that'll be different, and I really won't know the answer to that until Mr. Brooks gets into the picture and see how he wants to run things. I know he's very hockey passionate. He has a couple children that play hockey, and he also runs a couple of ice sheets in Las Vegas. So I think the passion for hockey is really going to help out with the Storm and also with with ticket sales and marketing and whatnot for the hockey team and also with some of the events they bring in. So we'll get into that more as I get to know the group a lot better.
Jeff, I guess the last couple of days it seems like just ironing out a few details. Is there a deadline when you feel very confident that something will be done?
I don't have that word yet, but I mean, I'm sure that they're working as hard as they possibly can to get it done as quick as possible.
Jeff Cook joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and I guess Joel Weans has been taking shots at him from all directions, and I'm sure there have been a couple on this show as well. In talking with a lot of folks here over the last week, I guess the one thing that should be taken from his tenure here is that whether you're a big fan of his or not, he ran the organization. He kept the building open. He took care of his employees. He made sure that they were paid. And now this transition period is over. Is that how you kind of see it?
Yeah, I mean, you have to take your hat off to Joel for, well, I guess you take your hat off to the initial investors that put the building up, because we've had a lot of events over a 10-year period. And when Joel took over, you're exactly right. Our paychecks were always on time, and we got to bring quite a few events. In fact, in 2008, we broke a record. And if it wasn't for Mr. Weens, that wouldn't have happened, unless somebody else did come in and buy it. Now, I'm sure the city wouldn't have let that happen, but you just never know.
Jeff, do you have any say at all over the announcer for the Storm? The PA announcer there in the building. Do you have any say about, who does that?
Hey, come on.
He does a pretty good job.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Jeff, I know it's a busy day. Thanks for giving us a couple of minutes, and we'll be in touch, and hopefully get a chance to talk to you guys again Friday.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, Jeff Cook, from the First Tier Event Center.
You know what sounds like good? Jeff Cook might have gave our own Derek a little old baby.
I'm not lying. I want to know where the beverages are being chilled, because now with the weather today, they've probably even gotten them rolling outside down in the parking lot, because there will be a party when it is official out there at the event center. Hopefully, we were talking Bo Pelini. I will make the analogy. I think a lot of people are really, without knowing Kirk Brooks or knowing a whole lot about him, they are just so relieved and anxious and excited about what is still to come now, with a new breath of fresh air and probably paying attention again to the Storm and everything else that goes in there. Right now, the Storm play at the First Tier Event Center. That's about it. There's been a lot of turnover in the Storm organization, and boy, they have done some. I think everybody's looking forward, I guess, to the new day dawning, as Colin Cowherd started his show today. It's a new job. Everybody kind of is excited when they have a new job.
Well, Doug, you got to remember, too, you've got these event centers, and you throw in Heartland bringing in the talent they're bringing in. They've upped the ante for Kearney to answer the bell, haven't they?
Well, yeah. You can't have – I mean, you got to equal your concerts out. You have to equal your events out. You, as a city – you're going back and forth. Well, hey, they had,
Lone Star. They had Beach Boys.
We got to have B.B. King. We got to have Bob Dylan. We got to have, Phil and Larry the Cable Guy's coming
right
next month. B.B. King's coming next month, which is only a day away. So that's what's going on. And as Jeff said, hey, he's got a couple of announcements. They hope to be finalizing some things for this fall here in the next month or so. But right now, a lot being focused on the sale of the building and the sale of the Tri-City Storm.
I think, I'm just excited for everybody involved out there. And I think this is going to be a new, like you said, the new vision comes in. And I think there could have some big, big things going on out there.
Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox. Of course, always talking about things that are going on in the community. Chuck Dummer was in last week. The Big Pheasants Forever Prairie Hills Chapter Banquet was this past Saturday. And Chuck, as he always does, fills us in after the event. He said, guys, we truly had a successful banquet and auction. Over 400 people, which was a nice increase from last year. He goes, they didn't sit on their hands. Every game table sold out. Every raffle as well. In addition, the live auction went great. They had on display their new 52-inch no-till cedar that is pulled behind an ATV, getting a lot of attention on one of the items that they are purchasing with their funds. The meal was just as predicted. Diane Kuchera outdoing herself with the barbecue hog and smoked turkey. And Chuck goes on to say, none of this can happen if we don't get people in the door, and consequently we offer profound thanks for the support you've given us over many years. He says they don't have the final exact money total yet. Should have that in about a week. I'm sure we exceeded nicely what we did last year. Thanks again, Chuck Dummer, the secretary of the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever. So great. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear that people are out helping out. Daddy, I know it was women's basketball as opposed to men's basketball, but just getting a chance to see a little of the game last night and a lot of the highlights today.
And it happened against the Big 12 team.
It must have been what it was like when you played. You just back down a weaker opponent. You turned around and laid it in. Jane, is it Apple? April? I know it ain't Jeff April, but Jane April from Stanford scored 46 last night in the low post against Iowa State, and it wasn't
third
like,
highest total.
Yeah, in tournament history, and it wasn't like they scored a kabillion points. It was 74-53. She had 46 of their 74 points, and so they will move on. And Louisville knocks off Maryland, so my women's bracket pretty much done.
It's all right. You gave it your all.
It's done. I would like to say the men's bracket is going to pan out better than the women's bracket. Tonight, Arizona State, Connecticut at 6, Oklahoma, Purdue at 8 here on ESPN Radio.
Oklahoma just walks tonight, don't they?
Well, they're playing in Oklahoma City. Explain that. Jared Crick's going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up as well. Today's UNK baseball softball obviously postponed because of the weather. They're going to try and play tomorrow. They're going to need sun to play tomorrow. And you can already tell, I guess, the storm that we've had here in the Tri-Cities has stopped. It's starting to warm up a little bit. You're going to have to keep your fingers crossed that they can play any kind of athletics outside tomorrow. Coming up, we're going to talk a little baseball. Daddy's on a hiatus next week. You can look that up during the break, Daddy. And so Major League Baseball starts over the weekend. We want to talk about that. And Jared Crick's going to join us. And Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, all in the second half of the Doug and Daddy Show.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
Today, just about every ad you hear will mention saving you money, yet very few of them offer a really good deal. Well, Sprint's about to change that. Business customers can buy one Motorola i576 for $69.99 and get up to four free. All with Nextel Direct Connect, the fastest national push-to-talk network. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9, only on the Now Network. Fastest based on initial call setup time. Not available on all channels. See Sprint stores for availability. Ends 4/18/09. Subject to 2-year agreement up to $36 activation, $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit per line. Restrictions apply.
DiGiorno presents DiGiornomics, or how you can win during the big basketball tournament in March. Game time decision. Overpriced delivery pizza or the delicious savings of DiGiornomics. You'll get the mouth-watering toppings and fresh baked taste of DiGiorno pizza for less than half the price of delivery. DiGiornomics. Talk about a number one seed.
For fresh delivery taste without the delivery price, it's DiGiorno.
Less than half the price based on the weighted average non-promoted price and delivery charge of the three leading national delivery pizzas in 10 leading markets.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Here's a look at our forecast. Anticipate partial clearing at times with isolated snow showers and snow flurries. Otherwise, the bulk of that precipitation heads off towards our north and east. We'll have blustery northwest winds 15 to 30 miles an hour and a high near 38 degrees for tonight. Partly to mostly cloudy skies, low near 22 degrees. Currently 30 degrees.
He flipped me the bird, and then he was gone some beach, somewhere.
There's Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hope you're on the front page of the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. We want to thank our many fine sponsors, including Fanatics, Graham Tire, Tri-City Storm, The Big Apple, Schroeder's Smoke Foods, and, yes, the University of Nebraska. Our grand prize winner will receive an autographed basketball from Doc Sadler and an elite 8-pack of tickets to next year's Nebraska home games, and you'll get to work on which ones you want to go to. So that's what we've got to give away. Autographed sticks and jerseys from the Storm, gift certificates from Schroeder's Smoke Foods, gift certificates from the Big Apple, oil and lube services from Graham Tire, pizzas from Fanatics, and all that to the folks on our front page. And if you are on the front page, make sure you are signed up to be an ESPN super fan. All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperStation.com. You must be a super fan to collect prizes, because that's the only way we know how to get them to you, and it takes about 2 minutes to do that at the most. So get out and do that. Daddy, baseball coming up. Baseball coming up. You fired up?
Well, I'm getting fired up. I'm getting fired up, you know, just looking at some things. I'm able to find the odds and the favorites to win each division.
16-6, Oklahoma over Nebraska. 7 home runs. Tyler Farsh, Nebraska, Big 12 Player of the Week.
Well, he hit 500 last week.
Yeah. Mark Manning, Big 12 Wrestling Coach of the Year. We talked briefly about a couple of kids. Looks like Quincy Hankins, 6'8", 240 forward from Long Island, New York, who plays with Lance Jeter of Polk, Florida Community College. Last year they went 26-6. Hankins, the forward, averaged 16 points, 12 boards a game. They went 26-6. Oklahoma, Georgia Tech, South Florida, South Carolina among the teams that were recruiting him, supposedly coming to Nebraska. Also, in an article today in the Journal Star, Christian Stan Hardinger, you know, the big fella, the German recruit.
Stan Hinger. That's your German guy.
No, Doug Ed, it's Stan Hardinger.
Stan Hardinger.
That's a long German name, though. German names aren't usually that long.
No,
are they?
They're not. That's pretty
he
long.
Must complete a German exit exam before becoming eligible. Then the NCAA may rule that he might have to sit out a season, plus lose a year of eligibility because he played on a club team in which other players were paid. Sadler said he didn't know if that happened, if he would come back to Nebraska, because he's attracting professional interest overseas. Can you say Robert Saleh, who people say are going to transfer to Kentucky with Calipari when he goes? Tell me that's not a done deal already. Good God, Calipari. Again, you're a moron if you don't go. They're paying you $6 million, and you don't have to do a damn thing. I mean, how hard is that decision? Okay.
Had to sleep on it, Doug.
How hard is that? Well, that's fine. But, I mean, don't be telling me this ain't a done deal. It's a done deal. Well, what kind of an idiot wouldn't take that?
What other names? Was there any other name that anybody heard of? Pat Riley actually was a name out there.
Yeah, let's bring in a 70-year-old college coach. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. You're driving around. Uh-oh, this morning you got a little fender bender. Well, maybe they can pop those dents out for you at the Dent Popper. Free estimates on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center.
Doug, I'm looking at some Villanova things just as the Final Four gets closer. They're a quarter of what Grand Valley State has for enrollment. 6,663 undergraduates. Grand Valley State's at about 24,000 undergraduates. Villanova, that's an amazing feat for them in a program like that. And obviously the 85 title comes to mind when they defeated Georgetown as an 8 seed. But 6,663 undergraduates, all that college has. And they're in the Final Four.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I never realized that. As they were showing a lot of the different tournament teams like Northern Iowa with 13,000 as their enrollment and stuff like that, it still blows my mind that Grand Valley State has 20-some in their Division II. Oh, wow.
Step it up.
Exactly. Step up your game.
No, step your game up.
Come on.
You did. Jared Crick's going to join us here in just a moment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Huskers getting back into practice mode through that first week of a spring ball, and we'll talk to Jared about how that's going and some of the limelight that's been thrown his way already. Daddy, though, here's a story we didn't get to when we needed to, and we've had emails flying in from the Elwood area for a couple of days here. Could you please get to this story?
Well, April 9th through the 11th in Canton, Michigan, the Huskers. That's right. We're one of eight teams selected to compete in the NCAA bowling championships. They've won two national titles since the NCAA sanctioned the sport in 04. Compete against defending champion Maryland Eastern Shore as well as top-ranked
Did they
Vanderbilt.
Beat us in basketball?
No, that was Maryland-Baltimore County.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I believe they're involved in this tournament along with Arkansas State, the Indians, Central Missouri, Delaware State, Farley, Dickinson, and the New Jersey City University are the other teams in the field. So good luck, ladies. It's 9th through the 11th, Canton, Michigan. Best of luck from all of us here at the Doug and Daddy Show.
Canton, Michigan, not Canton, Ohio.
Right, Canton, Michigan.
I just say there's one thing to those Nebraska lady bowlers. There's no can't in Canton. Huh? That's what I'm saying.
Party,
Wow. Are you sure?
I'm pretty positive.
Okay. The Nebraska football team getting ready for their second to a week of spring workouts. And, of course, last week, 1 week ago, we heard from Bo Pelini about all the things that they want to get done and all the things that you want to do during spring ball, some of the new faces, some of the old faces that are returning. And, Daddy, he's pretty fired up about his defense.
Well, he likes his defensive line especially, and I think one of those players he expects to play a big role in that defensive line is out of Cozad, Nebraska, and a redshirt sophomore, Jared Crick, and he joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jared, welcome once again. Thanks so much for the time today.
No problem. Appreciate it.
Jared, I have to ask you first off, your name being thrown about quite a bit, not only by the coaching staff, but the guys in Lincoln and Omaha that cover the team on a daily basis. Did you see this coming? And I guess how are you dealing with maybe a little newfound fame here?
You know, once Stein left with the job open, you know, I and Terrence Moore both saw ourselves, you know, filling that role. And we've just been working hard, you know, just trying to get better this spring. We're just competing. And, you know, it's a good feeling knowing that there's a job open for competition. But we know we got to get better. We got to work hard. We got to use the spring to our advantage. And, you know, that's down the road when they name starters. So right now we're just trying to get better.
Jared, I guess if you go back early in your career, the decision to move you from defensive end into the line, how did that affect you and what big changes did it make basically in the mindset of playing college football?
You know, I think it was a great move for me. I always saw myself playing end here at Nebraska. But when Carl asked me to move last year, you know, it was kind of a no-brainer. And it's really paid off for me. I've learned a lot from Sue and Stein this last year, last spring. And, you know, I've got a lot of confidence going into this spring, going into the fall. And, you know, it was a little change, you know, having to gain a little bit of weight and definitely increase my speed a lot and strength. But other than that, it's, you know, it's been a really good move, and I think it's going to benefit for me and the team as well.
Jared, I've got to ask you, you bring him up, but playing next to Mr. Sue, I have the opportunity to play next to a number one draft pick, maybe a number one overall draft pick if his game continues. Can you talk about that?
You know, it's definitely a blast going out there with Sue. Just knowing that he's going to have your back no matter what, and you'll have his, you know, it just gives you a lot of confidence when you go out there and play. You know, you have nothing to worry about. You know, maybe if you screw up, you know, he'll have your back and he can cover for you. And, you know, you could do the same for him. So it's going to be great, you know, going out and trying to compliment Sue with his game, with also yours. And, you know, just the presence Sue brings to your defense, you know, it just gives you so much confidence. And it wants you to go out and just play hard, you know, not only for him but as for a D-line and whole.
Now, wait a minute, Jared. Sue's got a big old back. Can you cover the whole thing?
Well, you know, I'm going to definitely try. Anybody at that spot's going to try to cover Sue. And, you know, I think Sue can hold his own. You know, he's been doing that all year. He's been dominating. And, you know, I'm just going to go and learn from him and see what he does and try and compliment his game as much as I can.
Jared Crick of the Nebraska Cornhuskers, Cozad graduate, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as a spring practice continuing in Lincoln. I want to go back to that meeting or any meeting that you might have with Carl or Bo Pelini, but when Coach Pelini pulled you over the side and talked about that, take us back. What was that like? Was that a 5-minute meeting? Was that a 30-second, hey, you might get more playing time if we move you here? How'd that go?
You know, it was he definitely pulled Terrence Moore and I over and said, hey, you guys, you know, the spot's open. You know, I trust both of you, but we're going to definitely give Jared a shot at the ones first. And, you know, Terrence was completely fine with that. And, you know, I've just been trying to work hard and practice just to improve. I mean, that's our main goal, is just compete and improve this spring. You know, we're really not worried about the starting spots yet, but we're just worried about competing and improvement. But, yeah, that meeting was maybe 30 seconds. We knew once Stein left that job was open, and, you know, not much had to be said about that, and, you know, not much has to be said about it. We just got to get better, and, you know, whoever comes out on top comes out on top, and, you know, that's just our mindset for this spring.
Jared, seeing the pain that Ty played through last year, obviously when things are getting tough in practice and maybe not the funnest of all time, do you take anything from that and say, man, this guy did it hurt all last year?
Oh, yeah, of course. Stein's a warrior. I mean, just the stuff he went through his whole career here, I mean, just injury prone and all that good stuff. But, you know, just seeing Stein play through back injury after back injury, you know, just spasms, stingers. You know, sometimes I'll think, oh, I'm having a rough day, but yet I'll look at Stein, who's probably 10 times worse than I would ever be, and just seeing how he gets through it. Just his attitude toward things. You know, he loves football so much that, you know, he's going to pay through the back spasms and all that. So, you know, it definitely kind of brings a heightened sense of things for me, you know, just seeing that, hey, if he can do this, you know, I can do, you know, pretty much anything as well.
Jared Crick joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show of the Huskers. You guys got to open things up a little bit in practice this weekend. Tell us about that.
You know, it was good. First couple of days were a little rusty, but that's kind of what you expect for the, you know, coming back off a large break as we did. And, you know, we made great gains through the winter and our speed and strength. And, you know, they're really starting to pay off during these first couple of practices. And yesterday was our first live session. We had a little scrimmage. I thought guys got after. You know, it was good to see us compete and, you know, get after each other. That's what Coach wanted this spring. And, you know, whenever we can go tackling full live, you know, there's definitely a different intensity than there is from any other practice. So it was good to see that. You know, guys were competitive. We're all getting after each other. And, you know, we just had fun out there yesterday.
Jared, I guess when you're competing for a position, what's the relationship? Is it totally different on the field than it is off the field with Terrence?
Oh, no. Terrence and I, we're great friends, and, you know, nothing's going to take that apart. You know, we're not going to be jealous of each other. We want each other to do good. We want the best for each other. And, you know, both of us want each other to, you know, succeed to our maximum potential. And so we just push each other. You know, we're great friends on and off the field, and, you know, we just want the best for each other. So there's definitely no, you know, trying to get an advantage over one another.
Jared Crick joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jared, has it been what you thought it would be so far at Nebraska, at least for you personally?
Yeah, oh, well, of course. Anytime you grow up in Nebraska, you know, you want to play for Nebraska. So once I got that dream my freshman year, you know, that first game, you know, it was crazy. It was like a dream come true. And ever since then, you know, amid all the controversy and all the things happened my freshman year with the old coaching staff and all that, you know, it's been a ride, but, you know, it's been worth it. I've just been trying to put, you know, my heart and soul into this, trying to get myself better, and, you know, especially for this season. And, you know, it's been a great ride, you know, and I'm only halfway there. I still got a couple years left, so, you know, I'm just trying to take it all in because I know, you know, it's going to go by fast. So I'm just trying to work hard every day, every single rep, and just make the most of it.
Jared, what did it mean to you the first day of spring practice when Mr. Sue singles you out and says some great things about you leading the team in winter conditioning, and maybe you've set yourself apart from some of the other players when maybe in the past you were one of the ones in the middle of the pack?
You know, it definitely makes me feel good. It makes me feel all my hard work is being appreciated. I mean, this winter I just worked my tail off just trying to get better at my speed, my strength, and everything. And, you know, I didn't really think Sue would, you know, tell anybody about it. But, I mean, I feel appreciated that, you know, he's seeing all my hard work and all my teammates are seeing my hard work and really appreciating it. So, you know, it feels good to have Sue say something like that.
Just another minute here with Jared Crick on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, your high school teammate Drew Young is making some headway there at Nebraska as well. Your relationship with him right now and how he's progressing?
You know, Drew and I have been great friends, you know, for a long time. And he's doing a great job. He's working hard. I mean, he's one of the hardest workers on the team. And he's doing a great job. He's having a great spring so far. I think Coach Brown's really liking what he's doing, Coach Watson. And, you know, he's doing some really good things. And, you know, it's really good to see a fellow Cozad graduate doing, you know, playing ball. So I'm proud of him, and I hope he keeps going the way he's going. If he does that, you know, he's going to be great. You know, he's going to be something really great. And, you know, I'm just proud of him.
Jared, I want to know one thing from you. When you're out there working hard and it's a tough day, which one of the coaches is there to loosen everything up?
Oh, let's see. You know, each defensive coach brings something else to the table to make practice a little more enjoyable. You know, Carl with his jokes. JP, he has jokes. You know, everybody kind of has jokes, but they all have their certain type of humor that, you know, one of them, oh, yeah, yeah. But I would say Carl, you know, he knows how it is on the D-line. Sometimes it can get rough. You know, guys are banged up, they're hurting, but yet we're still pushing through. And I think he really appreciates that. So, you know, he'll flash a joke here or there, make fun of somebody. You know, it'll lighten the mood. But, you know, he's just a great coach. He knows when to be serious, and, you know, when it's time, you know, hey, I need to lighten it up for these guys. So Carl does a great job of keeping it loose, keeping us ready to go. But, yeah, we love playing for him.
Any of the sense of humor of a Coach Bubak?
A little bit. You know, they're both kind of like to kid around with each other. Well, not with each other, but with us. And, you know, they have the little different tweaks of humor, but it's pretty much overall the same. Makes us laugh and makes practice that much more enjoyable.
Well, Jared, keep following what the coaches tell you, and when we get down there, I'll help you out with the swim move a little bit, as I have mastered that move, and I will show you a couple secrets.
That sounds good.
Jared Crick, out of Cozad, playing for the Huskers. Spring ball continues. Jared, thanks for the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll chat with you again soon.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, Jared. Sure appreciate it. Jared Crick joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Here's the next boy going to make himself do good right here. He'll be fine.
Stay healthy. He's going to be fine.
If you missed any of our interviews with Jared Crick, the latest on the event center and sale of the Storm with Jeff Cook, he joined us. Also, Steve Sipple joined us at the top of the show to talk about Coach Bo Pelini's new contract for the Husker football team. If you missed any of it, all you have to do is go to the podcast. We podcast every single show at ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. And all you have to do is click on it, whether it's today's show, yesterday's show, a week ago show. Maybe it's something that has been up there for a month, but you missed it. Go check it out at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Tuesday Traumas Trivia.
Oh, let's do that. I got the question.
Okay, we'll go to Doug for our question for Tuesday Traumas Trivia.
NCAA basketball tournament. In the modern era, this team had the lowest output of offense in one game. What team in the modern era, and it happened in the last 10 years, so I'll just give you that. What team scored the fewest amount of points in an NCAA men's tournament game? 1-888-455-ESPN, a $25 gift card coming your way. No, that's wrong, Daddy. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, give us a call back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two guys who get a little emotional when they hear John Belushi yell,
"Food fight!"
A minute on Westwood One. Are you ready to dance with the real stars?
Green will drive it up quickly for Carolina. Misses the runner, but a tip jam by Tyler Hansbrough coming out of nowhere to flush it for two. 54-48, it's a six-point lead for North Carolina.
Put on those dancing shoes as the party is ready to get started right here.
Catch all the action on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th and Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Here's a look at our forecast. Anticipate partial clearing at times with isolated snow showers and snow flurries. Otherwise, the bulk of that precipitation heads off towards our north and east. We'll have blustery northwest winds 15 to 30 miles an hour and a high near 38 degrees for tonight. Partly to mostly cloudy skies, low near 22 degrees. Currently 30 degrees.
In the night, I hear
No winner yet on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. This team scored the fewest amount of points in an NCAA men's tournament game in the modern era.
Creighton Prep was a great guess, somebody, but it's incorrect.
Somebody, well, let's see. It should have been Lincoln Southwest.
There you go.
Funny that they said Creighton Prep, but you should have said Lincoln Southwest because they actually lost and so scored fewer points.
My guess was Princeton, and that was
incorrect. It's not Princeton. This team scored the fewest amount of points in the NCAA tournament in the last 10 years. I'll help you out. It happened in the last 5 years. 1-888-455-ESPN, looking to give away a $25 gift card to Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Coming up on the show tomorrow, what do we got, Daddy?
We're going to talk a little NCAA basketball.
Oh, no. Baseball?
We're going to talk to Brad Hill, Kansas State baseball coach, later in the week.
Later in the week. Okay. Kirk Brooks is scheduled to join us. He's going to be the new owner of the First Tier Event Center and the Tri-City Storm. Nebraska baseball team is scheduled to play Wichita State tonight. You'll be able to hear that on our sister station, 1230 AM, KHAS. Hopefully the weather's nice.
Doug, can we rule it a draw that the people just did not come through and win today and just have Derek just cut the phones off?
Why?
Well, I'm just saying we've taken, 50 guesses?
It is a tough one. Here is your clue. Here is your clue. Jerry Rice. That is your clue. Jerry Rice. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. That is your clue. And if Derek doesn't get somebody here in the next minute or so, then we'll have to carry it over to tomorrow. I got no problem with that. One of these days, we got to play your favorite game again, coach or name in the phone book.
That is a fun game. That is a fun game. We're also going to get set to play. Oh, we got a winner. So calm down out there, people.
Mississippi Valley State got beat by UCLA last year 70-29. 29. That's even fewer points than Lincoln Southwest scored.
We're also going to play a little game of who's the favorite in the baseball conferences tomorrow with try and get Doug, see how many of these he knows. And you can't look him up, and he won't.
Won't need to.
He's sworn to see. Oh.
Won't need to, brah. Come on. We want to thank all the fine folks.
National League East right now. One. You get one right now. National League East.
Who's
favorite.
The favorite? Mets. What?
Right.
One for one, people. One for one. Hey, we want to thank Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star. We want to thank Jeff Cook from the First Tier Event Center. And we want to thank Jared Crick, starting defensive tackle, we hope. If he's not starting, he's definitely going to be in the mix for the Huskers out of Cozad. All for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Derek, who was our winner?
We got Bob from Gibbon Inn.
Bob, congratulations. Bob!
Way to be you.
He'll get to use his $25 gift card at Troutman's Quality Meats, where if the ham is too big, what do they do?
Whack!
What if they do it twice?
Whack, whack!
See you tomorrow.
Doug and Daddy Show, some of the rest is ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.